I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A group that represents school superintendents says the state needs to rethink professional development for teachers if it wants to reverse a worsening educator shortage. A survey from the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools finds 85% consider the shortage a problem, up from 78% a year ago. Association President Mark Jontry says one idea is to make professional development required for license renewal more purposeful. Jontry says that should include counting externships with local businesses.
And I've heard from a lot of teachers that would welcome that, because in some instances they're otherwise just having to maybe take some classes or workshops that they're not necessarily the most interested in.
The positions most in demand are school psychologists, library and media specialists, and foreign language teachers. In other news, young adults could be tried in juvenile court up to age 21 under legislation being considered in the Illinois Senate. Dana Vollmer has more.
The plan would raise the age of juvenile delinquency from 18 to 21 for misdemeanor offenses. Backers point to research that suggests brains are still developing in so-called emerging adults. But while Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz agrees young people have a lot to lose by getting a criminal record, she says adding cases would overwhelm juvenile courts.
Putting a population into the juvenile justice system, which I can tell you again because I practice in juvenile court every day, is overcrowded, is underfunded, is under-resourced, and has its own issues, is absolutely not going to solve any of these problems.
Reed says Illinois already offers alternatives for young offenders like probation, expungement of records, and drug or mental health courts. I'm Dana Vollmer.
A proposed underground transmission line would carry electricity generated by Iowa wind turbines to the Chicago area. Direct Connect is the company behind the $2.5 billion project. They say it could be operational by 2024 if regulators approve. Direct Connect plans to bury the line in land that runs along existing Canadian Pacific Railroad tracks. That greatly reduces the number of landowners Direct Connect would have to deal with. A similar proposal from a different company for an overhead line was withdrawn in 2016 after landowners raised concerns. The Rock Island Clean Line was supposed to run from northwest Iowa into Illinois. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Barry Hinson, stepping down after seven seasons as the SIU men's head basketball coach, as Saluki Athletics searching for a new leader for the school's most high-profile coaching position. Athletics Director Jerry Kill met with the media yesterday, saying this is the biggest hire for the athletics department.
Basketball is the kingpin around here, and we got to make that kingpin go.
Hinson.
And we're going to do what it takes to make that kingpin go.
Hinson made $350,000 last year. Kill says he's ready to pay the next coach a competitive salary as well.
The bottom line is, you know, we're the front porch of the university, and we have to win. We have to win in basketball, and we need to get, we got to put 6,000 to 8,000 people in that thing. I want it full. Okay, but guess what? Get it full, you got to win.
Kill says he'd like to have a new coach in place as early as next week. SIU Edwardsville says it won't renew the contract of basketball coach John Harris. Harris was 31-88 over four seasons. The Cougars were defeated last week in the first round of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. Unproven stem cell therapies are causing the Illinois Department of Public Health to issue a warning. Public Health Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jennifer Layden says there's concern in Illinois and across the country about doctors using stem cell products that haven't yet been approved by the FDA.
We are aware that there are some clinics that have used some stem cell products that are not FDA approved, and we're working with our local health departments to inform those clinics so that they are aware.
Layden says there are numerous risks involved. I'm Jennifer Fuller.